Hi again, everyone. So we're moving on now to what we call Magid, which is the recitation of the Haggadah. There's a mitzvah to tell the story of leaving Egypt. And that's what we really try and spend time doing. This is, of course, annual. We do it at Pesach. It's interesting that there's a daily reminder every day in the Shema of the Exodus. So almost this is like a package together. We remind ourselves each day, and then we tell the story once a year. And therefore, memory is a really important part of the whole Pesach mitzvah. The memory, bringing that back into our daily life of what happened quite a long time ago, of course. And I think there's two memories here in Pesach. One is a memory, of course, of the persecution, of the slavery, and the fact that we were redeemed from that. We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and he took us out. So we remember that cycle, that in our history we have been persecuted, and we have survived that persecution and gone on to great things too. Just, of course, as recently the building of the State of Israel. But there's also a memory of our being slaves, and therefore, in a sense, treating others with love and with support and with protection. And so we open Magid with the words Halach ma'anya de'achlu avotana b'mitzrayim, b'ara de Mitzrayim. This is the bread of affliction that our ancestors ate. And we say, kol dichvin, anyone who is hungry should come and eat. And anyone clearly isn't specifying who. It is anyone. So we should be also, by remembering what happened to us as strangers in Egypt, that memory should also impact on how we treat strangers as well. So we're remembering that, yes, we have been afflicted. Yes, we need to protect ourselves. But at the same time, that should never get in the way of us pushing pushing an ideal forward, that we should be there to help and support the other.